don't. Oh, I don't care if my battery's low.
Like always, playing it from a phone.
All right, that's enough.
Yes, that is enough, man. Please.
Yeah, we're at the 30-second mark.
I don't know what the...
You promised us Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love? It took us that long to get into it.
Dude, yeah. I've never listened to that before. I said, I'd listen to that.
It was like a date song or something.
I don't know what the standard level of like professional intro music acceptability is.
No. Always
and
Metallica.
And you don't care to know.
How good is that song, though? It's like...
Wait, welcome to Friendly Geordie's podcast.
Oh yeah, hey, what's up? But like, how good is that? Just as a career technique, it's like, got no new song ideas? Rehash an old one. Literally do the same song again.
Yes, not even waiting for a European DJ to remix it. just cut it to the chase.
Yeah, wait for Pitbull to get onto it or something.
He will get
they
there.
They definitely
eventually
did ask Pitbull, didn't they?
No, it takes like 2 years.
Said, no, I like quality. I like quality, okay?
Where is Pitbull from? Is he from... He's such a, like,
Cuba.
Citizen of the world.
Cuba, man.
Is he Cuban?
I think so.
I think he's Florida Cuban, yeah, which is a completely different breed.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord of Adidas
he's
draped around those fellas. Which is why he probably thought he never needed hair. He probably thought the bucket hats were just going to be in forever. And they still are in Florida.
I don't understand what the point of hair is.
Yeah, keeping your hair warm for that, we got the bucket hat.
Yeah,
what's the point?
That's his
voice. I just want hair on my face, nowhere else.
Oh god!
Just such a small amount, though, isn't it? Just a very well-shaved testicle.
I think that's a great example of what he is, actually.
Spotlight countdown. Shall we get into it, fellas?
Yes.
This is a brand new game that Ali has invented, and we thank you very much for doing this. I.e., he looked into the light that is in FBI Studio and was blinded by it.
I.e.,
how about you guys get in on the fun, eh?
He tilted his head 24 degrees. He literally did the least he could do.
Okay, be prepared for this, because it looks much worse than it is. Well, actually, sorry. It looks much easier than it is, because this is an actual spotlight.
Yeah, precursor, this game's going to suck, but at least it'll teach us.
It's the kind of spotlight that you use to signify to Batman that troubles are brewing. But instead of spotting it into the night sky, we're just going straight into the pupils.
Yes.
The night sky of the human soul.
Oh, damn. 1-2 swish.
All right, so I'm going to... So what's the punishment, then?
The punishment is that we are... blinding ourselves. Ali, I think that's enough.
Okay, yeah,
it's kind of thing that when you are caught in a meth lab and then it blows up and then the judge goes, well, I don't really feel like there's any need to send you to jail after that.
yeah
you've true. Suffered enough.
True all right so let's start with the punishment then.
I it's gonna be 1 second max, I feel like.
All right,
it's kind of like looking directly into
bring
the
your face closer to the
kind
light
of
please
like
literally,
this is
like
the same exercise.
It doesn't have the same like volcanic capacity.
We'll
yep,
see.
That's
about
true.
That.
Let's go.
All right, closer.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, closer, dude. Let's because this is the fucking punishment. You're not gonna get
I'll
like
lick your hand.
That even hurt me. Just
I was
doing...
getting ready to time it. I didn't even have time to go one on the
no, there's no
I'm
way.
Blind.
There is no way you can survive this.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so you've got to come a bit closer because, like,
it hurts.
Ready?
Oh, Jesus. Hold on.
Let's go. Ready?
Oh! Two. Oh! Oh! Yes! Shit!
I forgot
right,
this
that
guy.
Was pretty impressive.
Oh,
Jordan survived.
That was great.
2 seconds. See, that is the advantage of being half blind, boys.
Oh, yeah, that's
done most
true.
Of the action
no
for
way.
Me.
You're not half blind.
Miss Love, how do you not know anything about my personal
dude, he
history,
is half blind.
Ali only knowing me for 2 years.
What are you talking about?
You pretend. And every single time we come here, wait a second, you've got 2 legs?
Slow down now, Jack. There's a new
Mexico. How fucked up is this? Jordan literally can't see from one of his eyes. Well, he can see like only enough to like survive.
Yeah, college boy, too cool for the rest of us. You only have one eye, huh? 2's not good enough for you.
I don't see how that makes me a college boy. Being slightly disabled.
What do you mean?
You know, for the purpose of it. Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't want any trouble, Miss.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like how?
Well, a cat scratched my eye when I was 10 months old.
Damn, I do remember now.
just because I pulled on his tail once. How's that for universal karma?
The original.
Right? You pull on a tail once, you're half blind for the rest
of your
life.
Dude, the OG
anarchist.
It's an
animal, you need to be careful. You can't do whatever you want.
No, you're OG anarchist. Respect. It was worth it. Fucking own it.
That is true. Before I could actually think properly,
you
guess.
Were just like, fuck the system.
Yep.
That's so mad. Wait, I think it's a good badge.
Getting
like,
angry at the man.
I think it's a fair badge to have to, you know. Whatever, you know, something you have to carry out. Ow.
Your blindness. Just
blinded
for no
me.
Reason
just,
getting just stops eyes yet again.
I want to try it again, actually, but it's your go.
Yeah, so should I do it to myself, or how does this go?
Wait, just as a precursor,
like,
though. I'm pretty sure if you're half blind, you shouldn't, further blind yourself. That definitely didn't help.
Yeah, yeah. And also,
some good retrospective advice, Miss Love. I wish you gave it to me before.
All right, I'm kind of like. You can't pull it, dude. You know, like, it's literally connected to the socket.
Let me do it. Let me. Or do you want to do it?
He's got glasses on. Does that
make it worse or better? Like,
I think
does that exacerbate the effect?
Okay, I'll take off my glasses.
That is the steroids of this sport.
No, I'm taking off my glasses. No steroids.
One.
Holy shit.
Two. Three.
Oh my god.
Four.
4 seconds!
Wow.
We have a new champion!
Wow, that was incredible.
Damn.
The original high score of 2 seconds has just been doubled. Take that Usain Bolt shaved off 0.3 of a second, you pansy.
Oh my god.
Ali,
I can't believe it. How did you do
if
that?
You are still having troubles with women after this, you have to tell them you are a pro athlete. You are
damn
a world champion at a sport.
That's
yeah, great. I've been getting some amazing advice, by the way. Whatever fan that I meet, like the first question they ask, hey man, big fan. Sir, are you getting some pussy or what?
Hey, there's nothing wrong with, you know, thousands upon thousands of people prying into your personal.
Yeah, and they're all dudes that can't actually provide any.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, so they just ask you about your personal life. Really, they are a next door neighbor of a housewife that's also a housewife. In the same rut, got nothing really to help. They're all watching the same stuff. It's Oprah and Dr. Phil. They all have the same answers.
And you all know who you are. I know you're going to be listening to this as well.
Yeah. Well, dude,
it's kind of uncomfortable, you see.
You have that's very big of you, Ali, to say this on air when you're thousands of kilometers away from them.
No, that was an impressive skill. Like, I feel like you can definitely provide more for a woman than me.
What does that mean? By looking at, like, straight into a spotlight?
Yeah.
It is kind of true. In the event of extreme global warming, it seems like Ali's eyeballs are at least conditioned to an extreme environment.
That is such a...
Who's standard at a whopping 0.1 of a second, was it?
It was just like, as soon as the light hit his cornea, he just went away.
Boys,
just...
Ali is 40 times the man.
Yeah, I'm not refuting it. I should get some lashings or something. That was weak, really weak, piss weak. Well, we know who's the manliest guy here, and it's Ali. That was very impressive.
I don't think it has anything to do with manliness, but
yes,
I'll take the
does.
Compliment.
Yeah. Nonetheless, yes, though, yeah, we're on the same boat. You're a big man, Ali.
You just kicked our asses in that.
Let's talk to you, Misa.
Mm-hmm.
Misa.
Mm-hmm.
Just before you
are we in
go
a
off into one of...
Yeah. Is America in a quiet crisis?
We'll get to that later, actually. That's very close to what we're talking about.
Yes.
But in the meantime, tell us about what you've learned from living off the land. You're not close to an Amish person, but the closest I've ever met to an Amish person, which is somebody that lives in a town of 10,000 people.
It's funny because on the drive... On the notorious long haul down from the country to the city, I just listened to for whatever reason, probably because of my, you know, excess workload, I'm just like missing every second pod, which sucks. And I won't be doing that for anymore. But because of that, I've been driving down and, you know, as we discussed last week, became a big fan of the party. Listening and
the pod that you are in.
Yeah, but it's
so
just,
you became
thank you very
a fan
much
of
for
yourself.
Advertising.
And essentially saying that your position is not necessary at all.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, I think it works better when I'm not there, man. Like, it's really fun. Like, I don't even enjoy when I'm there.
I guess it's just a different perspective to not be. I don't know. It's the relationship between being involved and and just audience member is different. I think it's just a different perspective.
Sure.
But anyway, so yeah, I listened last week or whatever it was, and you kind of painted me like a bass fishing wild man or something, like a wait, like a bass fishing
this
redneck.
This is the one who was saying you didn't have
a
shirt.
An exaggeration. What do you have against that?
No, I love it. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know if I'm gonna be able to fulfill the true sort of the true, you know, perplexity of what the wild man really lives through, his real experiences. Like, I want to go. I feel like, you know, I want to do like Into the Wild and just, I don't know, wander into a forest with a shotgun and like bananas and water or whatever, and just like have a crazy experience. But so,
what would you shoot?
Game, deer.
You're in Australia, keep in mind.
Yeah,
whatever.
So your game deer is really just destroying a farmer's livelihood.
Yeah, yeah. Look at emu, just like me cans, me beautiful antique cans.
They shoot emus, you know, like. Emus in some areas are pests, and you can
really?
Like quite. They'll like they'll tank you if you.
There's
shoot
them. There's two emus that are on this property that I drive past every time, leaving Lithgow to.
They're always
to,
in pairs, aren't they?
Yeah, but actually, yeah. So leaving Lithgow to get to Sydney, and like they're my mates, and I always like I actually do this. I
they're
always
your mates.
Well, I always put I always put down the window. I always put. Let me explain. I always. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, go ahead.
Damn city slickers laughing their ass.
Sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Every
sorry.
Time
well, if you don't know that emus can talk, then you're the crazy one.
Yeah, you should be
they
Walt
talk,
Disney. What are you talking
they
about?
They talk here. They talk here. I'm pointing to my heart.
Yep.
Yes, thank you for that.
Anyway, no, I just drive past it. I actually do this every time I put the electronic window down. I'm like, yeah, how's it going? Yell out to them every time.
So you are insane.
Probably
do they just run
it.
Away? Are they freaked
I just want
out?
A reaction.
I don't think they're friends with you, man.
No, well, once...
They're usually petrified of humans.
No, well, once... Well,
it is the highlight. I have to say, that is the Jay-Z coming to entertain at the... what is this idiot want next door?
Yeah, oh, whoa, he really likes that. What I can only guess is a techno song.
Having said that, he is a dear friend of the show.
And yes. And also a dear friend of ours. Because we
guy.
Hang out with him. We're
not
talking
be
about
names because he definitely listens to this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, Jordan
and we're
just
talking about
the gears were turning. He just realized he's going to hear this.
Wait, if we don't take his name, how would he know who we're talking about?
He doesn't. Yeah. So let's just move very quickly.
I'll describe him word for word. So he looks like no. But back to my emus. I became the first time I saw them. I was like, Struth. And pulled over on the side of the road and walked up to them. Because I'm an animal lover. I love animals. So I walked up to them and just like, I don't know, like threw pieces of grass at them and like tried to like semi-pat them. And they're amazing.
What a sentence to follow. I'm an animal lover.
Yeah, I just threw food at them.
But anyway, they're pretty amazing animals. They sound... Have you heard the sound... If you've seen one of these emus... Oh, I don't know if it's an ostrich or whatever, but they make this crazy sound. It sounds like a steel drum. That's the only
yes.
way...
Yes! Yes!
Like a low steel drum. It's incredible. Like, it's such
and
an incredible
And they
sound.
Also have the best defense mechanism for hunting, which is that they taste shit. They're the worst tasting animal
that's
that
a little...
you could ever try.
That
essentially, when I went on that... Remember I went on this one hunting trip? So as soon as like, we saw a few emus and then this guy sitting next to me said, oh, do we hunt these? And he was like, don't bother, mate. They taste like shit.
Well,
and that was it. So they were just like roaming around. Nobody was messing with them.
Damn.
Incredible. You can't ask for more than that. I mean, yeah, if you had any option out of it, just running extremely fast, being able to fly, something can get you everywhere.
Yeah,
except especially the age of guns.
Yes, except for one guy who said, well, if you want to hunt them, we could make kebabs. They taste all right.
Oh. Ever the optimist on the trip.
I don't think emus
just really up for killing.
Yeah, that was his point. He was like, let's just do it. Like, come on, let's do this.
I feel like that defense mechanism is as useful as me telling Jordan to not look into the spotlight after he's blinded. they're already dead. Like,
no, we didn't shoot them. Like no one. Like,
so over time, people have realized. But man couldn't have been their biggest in the wild. What would have been their biggest predator? Because I'm pretty sure that they would just kill them. I suppose a pattern would form, like a lion or whatever. Would be like, these are gross. Would be,
when we were like walking around on grasslands,
so they would see them and be like, they're gross. I don't know. I take it back. That is a good defense mechanism.
We are talking about Australia. There is nothing there that can, except for maybe a snake that got very ambitious as to what it could do.
There are no natural predators here in Australia for humans.
For humans? What do you mean for humans? Like, that for, can like, eat for humans. Anyone,
is there like a? There's no big predator here.
A guy got eaten by an alligator in.
Alligators Queensland, and sharks, like recently. I guess.
He went the wrong.
Are you sure it was an alligator or a crocodile?
It was a crocodile, not an alligator. It was a croc, and it was in Northern Territory.
Are you in Ohio or something, man? What are you talking about? Dude, it was in
his mind clearly.
Yeah,
it is potato farmer hat.
Potato farmer clothes.
Proud Irish.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of that story, it was like, you know, it's that typical thing of, I think it was a backpacker, and then someone was like, don't go this way home, go this way. It was like two dirt roads, and he took the wrong one and got eaten by a fucking crocodile. So
should have followed. That's awesome.
That's fine. That's great, man. Like,
that is the amazing, the ultimate fork in the road metaphor for life.
I feel this might be one of those wise tales that people say to avoid a route.
I'm happy if the guy didn't die and it's a story. I'm happy if he did die. Yes. It's a story.
Win-win situation.
But come on, there's just some deaths that are too. It reminds me a lot of, because everybody's been jamming this in my ears for months now about me talking about Rome, total war again. I do remember this one tidbit. This has to be the worst way to die in history.
Oh, God.
Okay? Emperor Hadrian had a slave boy that he loved, which meant that he used to have sex with him constantly when he was like a 50-year-old man.
They love
like
pedophilia in the Romans, didn't they?
Yeah, it was, it's not pedophilia, it's just that creepy relationship that you...
Right, okay.
The closest equivalent to this day would be some guy that lives in Port Macquarie that's dating a really hot Thai 20-year-old. There's no love there. That is all papers. That is all about papers.
Yes.
Papers, and for him, he gets to, like, sex with a 20-year-old woman.
Yeah, he loves it. But sorry.
Win-win deal.
And what was his situation with the...
Snoop Dogg's right. Everybody pay for pussy, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
Wait, just as a side note, I love how... So Snoop Dogg has this one song where he was talking about women, essentially prostitutes, and he would call them pro. And then when someone asked him, are you calling them prostitutes? And he's like, nah, I'm calling them professionals.
Oh, so hell yeah.
Wait, so he just lied?
No,
well, he didn't technically lie.
Oh, it's like he's just—it's like a, it's a pun. Is it a pun?
No, it's the stock standard abbreviation for professional. Oh, he's more accurate than the person that was accusing him of such.
But is he?
But he
verbal
skullduggery. But even when he meant professional, he meant a woman that can't like. Has sex for a living, so she's a professional.
He's not wrong.
He's
not wrong.
Anyway, sorry,
Snoop Dogg never is.
Go on.
Really? About any life choice. Snoop Lion, wrong about everything.
Hey, did he go back?
And thank God he did.
Yeah.
I think he became Snoopzilla for a while well, and that didn't go anywhere.
I don't think anyone called him Snoop Lion. He just kept asking people to call him Snoop Lion, and nobody would call him Snoop Lion.
He quits after... I'm pretty sure 365 days exactly.
He took on religion like a new shirt, wore it for a month, and then threw it away, like so many people do. So what did this? What did old mate?
Okay, so Emperor Hadrian, the creator of Hadrian's Wall in the UK, for anybody that doesn't know that, which now you do, huh?
Yeah, I obviously don't.
No, I wouldn't imagine.
A Roman in England. Yeah.
But in England, it's English people now, isn't it?
Miss Love's views of the world, completely devoid of any historical context.
England, Swabler, you got it wrong, innit?
As fundamentally Christian as possible. All there is now. So they were travelling down the Nile with his man boy that he was loving, right?
Nile.
And think about this. There is a situation where you're getting... This was happening.
Wait a sec. The Nile?
Yes.
Isn't that Egypt?
To educate you to this level as well. Yes, the Roman Empire expanded to Egypt.
Okay, continue.
From Egypt to England, this truly was the world's greatest empire.
Unknowingly saying exactly what every Discovery Channel documentary ever about Rome starts with.
The A to Z of history with Miss Lab. Fuck, it's so good. You wouldn't believe how big their empire was. Quite big. Anyway, they're in the Nile.
I tuned in for that. It's pretty much as infotaining as anything that's on the Discovery Channel. But anyway, so he was on there. This is truly hell on earth, I reckon. He's on this massive barge getting fucked in the outdoors by the world's most powerful man. Just sitting there taking it in the arse. And we don't know if he was enjoying it or not, right?
But you could assume probably
that
not.
It was probably not his first choice. Yeah. Just to be taking a 50-year-old. Maybe.
With a giant beard. God.
A god.
As was the style of the time.
As was the style of the time. The homeless look.
Yeah.
So it was this extremely powerful homeless man ramming him. There's all these guards standing around just being, just take it. You
were
know?
That the a, raft? Guards, huh? A raft? A raft.
How many people? Well, a luxury ship because okay. He was the emperor.
Okay, okay.
Anyway.
But their luxury ship would have been like a normal raft now, would it?
No,
been?
No.
It they have... weren't traveling on the Titanic by
no,
any means.
No, but it would have had, obviously, all I'm asking, you know, it had enough room for bodyguards, whatever the hell.
Yeah,
you know? So it was. I was thinking more that, like Tom Sawyer vibe for a second. I'm like, how could that work?
That's a Deliverance vibe, but
whatever, okay. Whatever, you know.
It's
like,
the same area.
Same shit, mm. Yeah.
Right, yeah, it's not that, because... Because
okay. That would not...
They're not... Poor white trash from the south.
Well, I assume they. That's the scenery. I assumed you can't help that. You know, it's automatic.
Okay. Well, it's the Nile, so reeds, hippopotamus,
gotcha.
Crocodiles everywhere,
peacocks.
I assume there was, yes.
Okay. Ladybugs.
This is all additions that was not written down. Yeah, no, Ali, they did not cite how many ladybugs.
There was
precisely on the boat.
Ladybugs. That's way more random than my question. They're tiny.
Yeah, like it was a playoff on your question. But yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. So that's happening while they're floating down the Nile. Now, I can't remember the next part of this, so I'm going to have to read up on this.
Mm.
I can't remember if he jumped off the boat out of shame or if the boat
such
rocked
a Roman
and he just
thing.
Fell off.
How many Romans jumped from shame? I feel like 50%. Like, shame and jumped from things?
Half like, of the empire died from suicide.
Yeah, but I don't know. It just seems like it's the only idea that Japan let in show.
Totally.
Yeah. Was, yeah. Oh, killing yourself such for
yeah.
preserving your family's honor.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, okay, so the boy jumped off in shame.
Well, we're not sure if he jumped. I think that we do know this,
it's,
but
it's
I can't remember. But
it's, yeah, yeah,
he
it's,
either jumped off out of shame or the boat refutable. Was hit by something and then he fell out while Emperor Hadrian was standing there. Anyway, so he just... And then when he was in the water, a crocodile ate him. Now, let's just think about it. That has to be the worst death of all time, right? Getting butt-fucked by a guy. There's nothing you can do about it. As in just going like, I'm going to go to the police. And just be like, I own the police. You know? Straight from that, going... with one of the most horrific mutilated ways you could possibly die, which is to be getting eaten by a croc.
Conversely...
Is there anyone who has suffered more than that guy?
Conversely, obviously the chances are super low. But he could have been like a super duper freaky deaky kid that liked it rough and liked bondage.
Eaten.
Like he was like he could just be. He must have been super. There's a possibility he was that rough.
Yes,
that he was enjoying. He was enjoying the sexual act and then the rush of being chewed alive. Maybe he was just like, yeah, baby.
Or maybe he just wanted the homeless guy, like the powerful homeless guy, to chase after him in the water.
Like, can't you imagine that? When you explained that, I was just like, I just can't. I just have this image of the kid being like, yeah, going out in a blaze of glory.
Okay, so yeah, all right. So he's the long lost distant relative, maybe, of that German guy that consented to being eaten by that other German guy.
Yeah. I mean, the chances are small.
It's very small, but.
Can you
we
deny
that
it?
This is possible?
Like, put it this way. I feel like that death is no worse than the death of the poor man in the Northern Territory who got eaten by a crocodile. Like, considering that the boy was enjoying the sex. It's the same situation, more or less.
Yeah, but like, there's a lot of assumptions in you.
The best thing is, I love how Jordan wanted to share the most horrific and unfortunate debt, and Miss Love just changed that to like the best debt there could be. Just like a dude who's into like bondage and loves getting fucked and was like just really happy about the whole thing. So it's a toss. It could be
changed from Fridley Geordie's podcast to On the Plus Side with me.
The chances are very small, but that is an interesting story. Very interesting.
Well, your story isn't interesting if he was into bondage.
but on that segment, I kind of just tangented massively, but essentially what I was going to say was, you know, my adventures in Lithgow are essentially the adventures of a small business owner. So I'm hardly like doing dynamite fishing, but I can give you the insights into like restocking fridges.
Okay, I think we'll move on.
I think I'll pass, man.
Next week. Tune in next week.
What are you going to tell us? Like how to rotate cans of Coke?
How restocking an industrial fridge is like restocking your fridge at home, except bigger.
You want to make sure that the expiry ones, the ones at the back are at the front and the new ones are at the back. So this is how you do. You take all of them out. Takes a bit of hard work, mate, but you've got to do it.
What is that? Is that a kiwi? You gotta turn into a kiwi. It's like,
yeah, true. Like kiwis do the same thing as well.
It's a hard work. Yeah.
He's getting better.
He's getting better.
Would you? Okay, let's move on to Would I Lie to You, which is a segment that Miss Love stole off BBC Radio 1. I'm pretty sure.
Yes,
and I'm glad he did because it's a great little segment.
It is really funny.
Highly recommend that everybody at home does this as well.
So what we're
by yourselves because you're probably listening to a podcast, and if you are, you think we're your friends, but we're not.
I'm your friend. I read every comment and then
I need friends.
He does. Miss Love, that's what gets him by. Yes. Living in Lithgow, that is his version of when in those science fiction movies where there's a man on the moon who thinks that he's getting messages from his wife, but it's actually just a robot.
Yeah. Well, we're not getting that many comments anyways.
That's so good. It's so good. They're writing to me. I know they are. I swear. I've had my third kid. He's growing day by day. Yeah, it's true. It's true. So this week, we've decided that we're going to do one each week because... Just because. So... It's Jordan's, I believe, right?
So Jordan's going to tell us a story and then we can ask him like a couple of questions or whatever and then we have to judge if it's true or false.
Obviously, the premise of this is that the
story... You might have seen a similar thing on Jimmy Fallon. This is not from there. This is from BBC Radio.
Yeah, I didn't know he did it, but...
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he is truly the Krusty the Clown of real life. Not funny at all. Stealing everything from everybody else. Going, if this is anybody else but BBC One, you're stealing my bit.
Oh, all right, shoot, come on, let's go with the story.
All right, here it is, boys. Feast your ears on this.
Oh, my goodness.
My grandmother did have a house that was worth a lot of money that she could have willed to us, but it was caught up in a bushfire instigated by her neighbour, who was a hermaphrodite, that burned down his/her house... So that he could get the insurance money for it.
How would he get the insurance money?
I don't know his insurance policy, but I'm imagining how would a neighbor get it? Bushfires giving you money.
So,
how many rooms did that house have?
I think that they were both 3-bedroom houses. Because they were a classic farmhouse out in Liverpool.
Oh, it was
it's all Impala homes and stuff. And you can thank my grandma for that. She owned a huge parcel of land and just sat on it for years going, No, all right, here we go.
Wow, that is... Okay, I have to ask some questions. That's ridiculous. I have to ask. So it was in Liverpool, and it was just... And so, you said she was looking to sell, or it was like that she refused to move out? Like, what was the detail with that? Like, she wanted to sell it, or someone wanted her to leave?
This wasn't even at a time when she wanted to sell the house. This was, I think, back in the 80s. But he... I think because of gambling debts or something, burnt down his house to retrieve money.
Damn. And he wanted to take hers too?
No, that was just an unnecessary resource.
Oh, okay.
So he just burnt his house and as a result, your grandma's house also got burned.
That's correct.
Damn. Okay, Wait a sec, one more thing. This is very embarrassing. What the hell technically is a hermaphrodite?
You don't know?
Like, I think I know.
Well, tell us what you think first.
so many possibilities, isn't there? I don't know. A man that became a man.
I think there's only one.
No, there's like a man. Is it a man that became a woman or a man that has both genitals?
You're thinking of transgenders. Yes, that's it.
So it's a man with two genitals.
No, not two genitals.
Two different, both.
He's got a penis and a vagina.
Just wants the best of both worlds. That's crazy. Or that in itself is a part. That in itself.
Surely he should be worshipped as a god by Hindus.
That in itself is crazy enough.
I think
enough.
He is.
If you just dude, if your story,
I think should be.
Because there is a dick god.
If your story was just my grandma had a neighbor and he was a hermaphrodite, I'd be like, damn, that'd be enough. But
no, but okay.
Miss
so
Love
I
is
think
always interested in people that have a penis and a vagina.
It's a crazy.
Because of Miss Love.
I won't. It's another story. I won't go into that. But okay, I'm. That is crazy.
What do you think? Okay, true or false?
I feel like I would have thought it's false. Like if we'd have just gone straight into it, but I feel like I don't know. I just don't think you'd made that up. I think it's true, I guess.
No, what I'm thinking of, he was quite prepared to answer all our questions. Someone who tells a false story tries to pretend that they're sort of messing up while giving the answers, but he was quite straight up.
But there's a lot of techniques
with
that.
So which means he wants us to think that it's true.
No, but he could have been doing that to purposefully make you think that way, and then the opposite is exactly true. If he's thought two
separate... That's true, but I think this is the first segment. He wouldn't have...
He's a smart Unless, guy. He's been selling out concerts and
no,
shit.
No, no, no. Have you seen this sort of thing? I think
yeah, me, Soldier Boy,
I
Chris
reckon,
Brown.
I think I'm going to go on a limb and say
all the intellects.
We're all geniuses.
All the intellects. What do you think? This is a good perspective.
Okay, well, I think I'm just going to go with false because I think it's too obvious to be true.
I respect your perspective. I'm just taking a complete punt and saying true, but it's like, yeah.
All right.
Ali, you're wrong. Miss Love is correct.
Wow.
It is indeed
it was true.
It's true.
Damn!
All right. I just thought you were
the same mentality as everyone when I was 16. That I'll admit, I used to tell a lot of porkies. So it was a big stretch for that.
Yeah, it was a gamble.
It was a boy who cried wolf scenario where I finally did actually have an interesting story, and they went, "No, we know from past experience. Like, fool me once."
But yeah.
All right. So you just like you straight up talk. Okay. All right.
So
so you didn't want to like fuck with.
And what
us.
Happened? And what happened in result of that? Her husband. Now what the hell happened?
So I think what eventually they discovered, because there was a massive court case into it, mm-hmm. and that is how my grandma found out that her neighbor is a hermaphrodite. Because of that, so they go, in some of your documents it says Mr. and in others it says Mrs. So what's the mix up there? And then he had to admit in court.
Oh, I'm both, baby. He definitely did it like that too. When this song, this tree put, he yes. got a hi-fi stereo and went, and he went, I'm both, baby.
Yes. Yes. Ripped off his clothes and underneath he was half dressed as Sonny and the other half was dressed as Cher.
Like Two-Face, a stylish Two-Face. Damn. And then what happened? Like, so when it got settled, I mean, when it was brought up that, you know,
did he it was
his fault.
Shits for it.
Did he have to pay for the house?
Absolutely he did.
And he probably also went to jail.
He was just homeless now.
Because he could have killed someone.
Yeah. Why did he... Oh... That's really a sad story. I feel sorry for the guy.
I don't.
But
what are you talking
burned
about?
Down my grandma's house.
Well, yeah, that sucks. But like, if he was burning down his own house for gambling debts,
on the plus,
that's a low. I don't think he was like chill about it. I think he was like on like you know I don't know.
Like he had to reach a point in order to take that step, and
he was
probably
on survival
made a
mode.
Journey.
He was on survival mode there. He wasn't like I'll do it for a laugh. He was probably like
it's
I'm gonna
like
be
that's...
screwed unless yeah. he is Mo Sizzlak. You know, what does he do? His car, trashing his car.
He has a quick way out. He could have just joined a freak show, which were prevalent in the 70s. Just flash people for a penny.
That's true.
Hey, I agree with that.
And like...
Slav, very disappointed at the fact that he can't see a hermaphrodite flash.
Yeah,
he was born in the wrong era.
I'm just very... It's just
easily amused.
What's the... Okay, that is a crazy story, and I feel really bad for your grandma. And at least she got her money back. But let's get to the crux of the argument
think
here.
She
What's the deal with hermaphrodites?
What's
the deal?
I think it's like, can they have sex with themselves?
No, Ali. What's with these year four questions?
What do you mean? I didn't
Dude,
play
okay, the
year
next
four.
Segment will prove that I have very little clue about like gender identity.
Where am I supposed to learn about hermaphrodites? Like Stanton Library? I don't understand. Like, where am I supposed to...
What?
Where am I supposed to get
I'll
this
tell you where.
The internet.
Two words. 60 Minutes.
Ugh.
They are obsessed with hermaphrodites. All right. They talk about them reckon... at least once every 5 years.
What do you reckon
at
that guy's backstory was? We don't have to talk about this forever. I'm just curious, because that is a crazy story. What do you think his backstory was? How did he become one? Are you born that way? Is it a surgery?
What, do you think it just grows up sometimes like a lizard accidentally grows two tails?
I presume.
I
okay.
No, but...
that is a theory.
Is it true? I don't know.
No, that is not at all.
Like, how does it happen?
It's too correct that one day you grow up and all of a sudden you got a vagina. That doesn't happen.
No, you're born with both.
Yeah.
You're not.
No, you are born
with both.
That's
what I'm asking. So you're born with both.
Oh, all right, okay. All right, so...
And how does
that
your...
just solve so many of my questions
yeah, me
that
too.
I've had
me
ever
too.
Since I was a kid.
Yeah, so you're born with both. And then...
So, like, that's completely natural. Nobody went to, like, the doctor
who you,
and said
and then
that
who you attracted
I needed
to?
Dick.
Who you attracted to, male or female?
I think you're attracted to
male.
Well,
each one of them because you are still genetically either a male or a female. But
no, they're
really?
Just, they're...
it's just like a weird genetic mutation where your body, most of the time, I think the vast majority of the time, they're actually a girl. Because
oh yeah, I know about this.
Got XX chromosome.
Yeah, yeah,
X,
and then
y
the last
right?
second.
So I think
yeah.
what happens is that the body starts going into the Y chromosome and actually goes, I'm too scared. And then goes back to being an X.
Whoa.
And so it just grows the penis.
Dude, they're into guys. I'm pretty sure that's like, that's okay. their preferred gender.
Okay, I might have had a, I apologize. I wasn't trying to sound offensive. I just presumed it was a surgical thing.
Yeah, me
realize.
Neither. Me neither.
But
like,
at the same time, how many people are you offending, really?
I don't know the stats on hermaphrodites.
I don't know, man. Maybe the next story...
It would be amazing if Ali actually is a hermaphrodite. It's just one in three people are.
Yeah.
What?
Like, if the stats are
actually,
unbelievably
high. Something that you didn't... Like, something that a doctor told me that technically every guy is...
What?
So what happens
is
that?
Oh, is this about the chromosomes, though?
No. It's not the matter. So what happens is that when you are, when you're like, when your mom's pregnant with you, you're initially a chick, and then what happens is that
yeah,
you develop a
saying.
Penis. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Jordan was saying. Yeah. It's like a last. It's the last stages of where the embryo starts to develop. Apparently, it's like a. It's just a. Last second sort of thing.
Well, this is the Not Medical second, Science but... Podcast. Welcome to our show.
We should just... Well, you're getting the information here first, people.
None of us have an extremely handsome face with really white teeth, but also a turkey neck. And that's what you need for a medical podcast.
We can find him. We can find that guy.
You need to be 40 and single, and there being a lot of questions about whether or not you're gay, but you are just a male speedster.
Essentially.
Damn. Once again, Jordan, Fredley Jordy's on point with the cultural reflection. It's true.
Just telling it like it is,
just since 1989. Oh, was it 90?
Continue, Ali. Continue.
What am I continuing? This is your
story. Oh, you
story.
Forgot. Okay, that's fine. Let's move on to your story that's also about very questionable genitals.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Which this is
incredible. Good segue. Good segue, yeah.
Yeah, because like, I didn't know that you were going to build this up, because I have a story about... transgender, transvestite,
transgender, yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. So, okay, so the story starts, this is when we're about 15, and so my friend one day comes to my house and says, dude, my phone just got stolen.
This is
Pakistan, sorry, yeah, this is, to be clear, this is in Pakistan. And yeah, and he's like, dude, my phone just got stolen. And I was like, well, what's, like, you know, that shit happens. Was it at gunpoint? He was like, no, a transgender stole my cell phone. I was like, wait? Well, like, that in itself is, like, a little fucked up. And then my first question was,
How old are you?
I'm 15. Unfortunately, transgender people in Pakistan, they essentially just end up in sex work. It's true. It's sad, but it's true.
That's actually a really prevalent thing. It happens in America, too. Heaps of kids.
Yeah,
and everyone moves to LA, and they end up doing sex work. I don't know exactly why.
Why would transgenders move to LA thinking they're going to make it?
Two reasons.
I blame Bruce Jenner.
No, that's not because Caitlin. Of that. It's not because of that. It's two reasons. They're very trivial. So you'll be like, that's retarded, but it's true.
Don't try retarded.
So, I don't want to offend anyone. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I did have a secret little giggle to myself when you said it.
I gotta stop saying that. But one, the welfare is better, and two, the weather.
Why do transgenders need to be perfect? What? Are they clownfish?
Dude!
I thought you were going to come with some profound argument like, no, this is why it happens. The weather's good, man.
So it is why.
Like every person, not just transgender.
Yeah, there's heaps of homeless people in LA.
Are you talking about why people move to LA?
I'm just saying, as an example, just as a side note, as a quick side note, yes, heaps of people move to LA because the welfare is better and the weather's better. So you're not freezing your ass off in New York or Idaho. They go to LA. There's a huge homeless population.
I just thought that this would be like specific to transgender people.
Just a segue. The story.
So my friend comes up and he's like, this transgender person stole my phone. I was like, were you trying to have sex with him? And he goes, well, I swear to God, man. I swear to God, I wasn't. And I was like, all right.
Your first thought?
Because, like, why else?
Of course you would be, though.
Please.
Okay,
so like, he just said, so I asked him, what the hell happened? And he was like, all right, so I was driving around this place known as Zamzama, which is like an elite shopping area. It's kind of like, I don't know, George Street.
Okay.
Off the place that I lived in. So he was like, I was driving, it was kind of late and nobody was really driving, it was just myself, and then this transgender person just comes right in front of my car. I stopped the car. He asks me, can you give me a ride?
Mm-hmm.
And in normal situations, dude, in Pakistan, nobody gives anyone a ride because, like, you can never be sure. But anyways, so he said, all right, fine, sit in my car. And then he drives, like, literally a block or something, and the transgender person just says, stop the car, and grabs the phone that was next to him and just, like, bolts, runs away, right? So now he comes over to my house and he's like, this is what happened. I'm really pissed off. I'm like, man, you know what? Shit happens in life. You know, just get over with it.
Mm.
But my driver, so don't pay me out for it. Anyone who can afford a car can also afford a driver. So my driver was...
I'm not going to pay... Who would pay you out for that? That's mad.
Dude, I get like... It feels weird saying, my driver was banging my maid.
Dude, which anyone is a true says,
story again for some other day, but...
What?
Yes.
Anyone...
And many, many other women as well.
In and my fucking room.
Started using... Yes, Ali's room as a sex dungeon.
That asshole.
Anyone says that that's like lame is lame. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just that's the way the world is. You know what I mean? It's a...
Anyway, so my driver is just like... He was kind of a... Or at least he pretended to be a badass, right? So he just says, we're going to find out who this is and we're going to get your phone back, right? And to like a 15-year-old kid who just got his phone stolen, I was like, yeah.
That's
so blah. Not only do I get my phone back, I also get to show that I'm a boss.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what they do is they go down to the police station, and the guy that was like the police guy over there was mates with my driver, so they just take down some details and then they come back. I was like, all right, that's it. So if they tell us, then we know. Next day... My driver says, all right, we're going to go into the neighborhood and we're going to hunt for this guy, this transgender person. So,
Pakistani.
I was like, are you, like, is that... Yeah, I agree.
That is, yeah. Taking the law into your own hands. Yeah.
Did he have one of those, like Allah Habibi knives? Like, kebab, this big, like,
yeah,
knives to cut...
No, he had, like, I think he had a gun, though. But anyway. so we go back to the elite shopping, the George Street. Now, unlike George Street, just behind that... shopping street is like a massive slum.
Yeah.
It's a slum, right?
Yeah.
I've never been inside that slum. I've been like, my mom had a fucking beauty parlor there and I hadn't ever visited that slum. Like,
wow.
Yeah, literally, like, nobody like sort of goes in there. So this was my first time going into the slum. So I go there.
It's still a lot like Sydney though, because right behind George Street is Redfern.
Yeah, kind of like that actually.
So we're in the Redfern of Pakistan now.
Well, I guess there's truth to that.
Just pretty much the same standard of housing, lot less murals of Martin Luther King.
God, yeah. How does this go? It's
essentially.
Keep going.
Yeah, so we go into the slum, and at this point, I'm sort of like freaking out because I'm not in my normal environment. And then my driver and my mate, they're just like literally banging on houses and saying, where's that dude who stole my phone?
Yeah.
And then eventually, what I realized was that something that I didn't know was that transgender people in Pakistan, they live in communities because they get outcasted by their families. So they're literally all pooling in and living together in slums. And there's like head transgender dude who like takes care of everyone else.
How incredible is that, Miss Love?
That they all band together.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And like, so anyway, so we... The guy...
A city of... That is...
Miss Love, the reason why he missed out on that, because You could see from his face
how
incredibly interested he was. No, the reason why he's lying now.
I'm not lying.
The reason why is because he wrote to me, I'll close with the Black Eyed Peas again.
Thanks for ruining it. I was trying to. I'm just saying.
So like, you thought that was an essential information.
Yes, it's the, it's about the.
You missed the peak of the story.
It's inductive to the flow of the pod. The song starts, song ends the pod.
I think this is a long.
And I wanted to communicate that without being like, stop the pod for a sec.
That's fine.
God damn you, John.
I think this is a long story, so I'm going to... I'm going to continue. I'm going to wrap this. So it was an army of trannies. Yes, essentially. Yes. And like, and so now, the head tranny, right? he's like, come over to my house and let's talk this out like...
Whoa.
Like normal human beings.
Yeah.
Which was insane that this guy was making sense and we were like the real assholes just like knocking on people's doors. Anyway, so I'm like completely freaked out by this point, right? So then... We go inside his house, and look, dude, like, it was easily, like, I go into this house, he was literally from, like, the lowest strata of society, right? You could see how poor they were.
Give us a description of the house.
So the house was, like, people were coming out, it looked like a small place, but people were coming out from everywhere. Like, there were, people were, like, literally sleeping on cupboards and shit.
Was it a tent?
No. I kid you not.
Was it a solid structure or a tent?
No, it was a solid structure. Okay, it was, like, it was just really old, but it was a solid structure. And they were, like, just way too many people living in a very crammed location. And, like, you know, just... It was weird, man. Anyways, so we sit down there, and now I'm just telling my friend, dude, it's a fucking phone. Can we just go home? Let's like, this is not worth.
Was it even an iPhone?
No, this was like ages ago. So it was like a Nokia.
It was a 3310.
Jesus, I need something to occupy my time while I'm driving back. Snake. I'm not going with that snake too. I think the phone cost about 10,000 rupees.
That's what $2.
Which is about I don't know.
$2.30
That's about $120 or something.
Okay.
Right? All right. So
definitely not worth dying over.
Yeah.
Nobody's dying here. It's really they weren't trying to kill us. Okay. They were literally homeless people that we were bugging.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
So anyway,
with a gun.
So now I tell my driver, dude, you're my fucking driver. I say we bounce from here. This is like we're invading someone's privacy. We're not welcome here, and we're just being cunts right now. Anyways, so we go back. And then my friends, the policemen that they eventually went to last night, they called them and said that we've got the guy. Just come over to the police station. So we go there. Now, this guy is like, he's clearly been beaten for like past 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
Right? And he's just there. And then like, they're all trying to act tough. And now at this point, I'm like, this has gone way too far than anyone should. Anyways, and my friend is just like, oh, yeah, you fucking asshole, right? Like, just a cunt of a man who, by the way, now lives in Melbourne, so he's amongst you.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah.
Pauline's got the right idea. Right?
Yeah, Pauline's got... In this
she
case,
was right.
Pauline has got the right idea.
He's talking sense for once.
I love how that has to be the number one phrase uttered by any Pauline Hanson supporter. Talking sense for once.
Talking sense for once. Okay. So then, and then, like, what happens is that the fucking police guy asks this transgender person to take off his or her clothes.
What?
To get butt naked. And oh, I was like, God. And I'm telling my friend, like, I'm too afraid to ask the police guy, but I'm telling my friend, dude, is this really fucking necessary, right? Mm. We don't need to, like, anyway, so the guy, because he's afraid, he takes off his clothes, right? And then I don't know what the rules are for transgender, what his penis was. I obviously didn't, like, I went outside because it was just too much for me.
Yeah.
So then, I didn't look, but apparently I was overhearing them and the police guy was saying, you're not a transgender, you're a dude. And the guy was basically, essentially, the transgender person was saying, yeah, but I don't get boners. I don't know
how that got to do.
I don't know, right? But for some reason,
see, this is where this gender politics gets so complicated for me. It's like very So what?
Yeah, yeah. So for I don't know what it was, but the transgender person just wasn't meeting the criteria for the police guy. That's essentially what was happening.
Okay.
To be a trans, anyways. But that was irrelevant because we were there for the fucking phone. So we asked him, "Where's the phone?" Or the police guy asked him, "Where's the phone?" He's like, "I sold it." And he's like, "So now you need to give money for that phone." Now I'm saying, dude, how much money does this person have?
Can
Now, anyway, so he's like, I don't have any money on me. So he's like, well, call your parents or something. So then, like, I don't know, parents or something, like supposed parents. I don't know if they were really the parents or not. They come in and then they sit down and the police guy says, your fucking kid stole this guy's phone and you need to pay up. And he's like, how much was the phone for? And he goes, 10,000. And then I literally see them like teary and just saying, we don't have that much money. And we're so, and they're like, how much money do you have? And they had like 3,000 rupees, which is like, I don't know, $40 or something.
Third world problems.
Dude, hashtag. Oh my God.
This guy's turning too much. Sorry, dude. That, but like, man.
Newt Gingrich over here.
It's making me bawl.
Ron Paul.
This story's too much.
It is a lot. It's very intense.
And then, so and then like, we have to leave in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just, this is the end.
Nah, this we'll is we'll the go end. Till they drag us out. This is the end.
So, and no now, at this point, I'm telling my friend, dude, just fucking leave the money. They obviously need it more than your rich ass needs it. No, but he was being a dick. He was like, no, give me the fucking 3,000 rupees. So we take the 3,000 rupees, and I just tell my driver, like, let's just go home. We've done what we came here for. And then he goes to my he comes back over to my house and he says, bro, want to go for dinner? And I told him, can you just fuck off from my house? Right. And I just essentially kicked him out.
Wow. So that's the story.
That's the story.
So did they let him go?
Yeah, they let him go after like getting beaten and embarrassed.
That's crazy.
Like,
I don't know what the moral of that story is.
There is no. The moral is that, man, like, don't transgender people, you've got it better here. Trust me.
Oh, that's definitely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, the moral of the story is, which seems to be every moral of the Friendly Geordies podcast movie, is just stop your bitching.
Oh,
that's really what it is. People it's just here, everybody yeah. here, like, your problems are shit. Now.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Should we go get some chicken and chips, boys?
Chicken and chips?
I think that we've heard
it. I don't know. Oh, should we? are we wrapping up the pod?
We got it. We're at 6 p.m.
Well.
All right. That's fine. We've got segments pod. For the next pod then.
Time to close
That's
it.
True, we do.
Time to close it.
It's unlike every other pod for the life.
Said I do it. Oh, go away and. Sorry. But if you only got love for your own, this song's appropriate. Then you're gonna leave space for others to discriminate. And to discriminate only generate hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate.